Installation. Mr. Investor, today I made an entry in the construction log that the shell has been completed. And what's next? How are things financially? I would like to complete all necessary installations by the end of the winter season. Financially, I am prepared, but the question is, will we make it? We have less than 2 months. All goes according to the construction schedule. That's good, because plasterers are expected to arrive on site in April, followed by a group of flooring contractors. What installations should we make by then? We already have the underflow installations, including the screed of lean concrete on the ground. Now, the elements of installation which require wall chasing should be done. For example, sewage pipes leading from sewage risers to sanitary appliances, water pipes, and central heating pipes. What about the electrical system? Do we need to make grooves for the wires? No, the electrical installation will be made of double insulated flat copper wires, 3-core single phase circuits, and 5-core 3-phase circuits. Attaching the cables directly to the surface of unplastered walls and ceilings. We'll insert into the wall boxes for installing sockets and switches, as well as protective pipes for wires of other cross sections or for low current systems. Should we change anything about our house heating and hot water systems? I think not. The design provides for a pellet boiler and supporting the heating of domestic hot water with solar collectors. We have an underflow heating system. This is a very beneficial solution, especially if you are considering low temperature systems, such as a heat pump or a gas condensing boiler in the future. Then, once the gas pipeline is in place, you may also want to consider changing the heating medium from pellets to gas. What should be taken into consideration when distributing pipes for water system? The domestic hot water system shall be provided as a circulating system as per the design. This will save a lot of water, make hot water available as soon as you turn on the tap, and prevent the growth of pathogenic bacteria. In such a system, thermal disinfection should be carried out every 2-3 weeks, by raising the temperature of the water in the system to over 70 Celsius degrees for at least 10 minutes. Also, be sure to bring the tap valve outside for utility purposes.